नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
Hello and welcome back to the next episode of But Why. We were on a break, like Ross said, we were on a break, but yeah, we were on a break for quite a few time, for a long period of time, but now we decided to come back. So hi, I'm Rajiv.
Hi, this is Abhishek.
And we are back with But Why. So the most important thing, we are back because the lockdown is gone and we are back to normal life. I'm going to office and attending office. So I'm experiencing the new normal and I'm back in Pune. So this is our second podcast recorded live in Pune instead of recording on Zoom.
That's where the normalcy is being restored. We are recording in person and not virtually anymore. So yeah, that's our first topic for today. That India and part of the world, of course not China, getting back to normalcy.
Yes. And I'm really happy coming back to Pune because after a long time, I was in Alibag for last 2 years and I missed Pune. So I'm very happy that yes, we are back to normal. And I can see people are actually, as soon as the Maharashtra government declared that you don't have to wear mask anymore, you don't have to worry about any COVID protocol, they were like, ye toh main pehle se kar raha tha, toh what is new about it? So, I still feel that though there is no mask required, I still feel that people should wear a mask. The one reason can be because pollution. It helped a lot when I was driving and you don't feel pollution and you cover your face, half of your face. So, it helps you protect your skin. And if you want to know more benefit about wearing mask, you should ask every girl in Pune because they are doing this since long time because they always wear scarf.
That's true, Rajiv. Like being in Pune for past almost a decade, one thing I've known is women in Pune will wear their scarves like a mask. They did so during the COVID period also, saying that this is exactly like a mask and they will still continue to do it. I'm on a personal note, what I feel is mask, it will be difficult to let go of mask even if when like during this is a summer period, so yeah, we have a lot of heat and that's why a lot of dust nearby, that's why there is dust, smoke, etc. mixing up, meaning smog, everything, so we need mask for that. But eventually when it settles down during the monsoon period, we might still be wearing masks because A, we are used to it, I'm used to it, and it has become so much a part of your own our life right now that mask off will be a relief but still a habit.
Actually I'm still wearing mask and people in my office ask me, why are you wearing mask? I was like, I think I will continue for next 2 months and let's see what happens after 2 months. But this is not for COVID or anything. I'm using mask to protect myself from dust and allergies. This helped me a lot.
Is it so, Rajiv, that you're wearing mask in office because you are drunk?
No, I won't say that. In case my manager listens to this podcast, they will get suspicious. So no, I will not reveal anything about it.
So, Rajiv's manager, please take a note. Rajiv won't be drinking anymore since now the cat is out of the box.
Yeah.
FYI, we are just joking.
Yes.
We are joking.
But I think this normalcy is good. I thought that when the lockdown was started, I don't know how it will return to normal. I thought it will take 2 more years. But thanks to vaccine, we are back to normal. We came back to normal very quickly. Because even if the third wave came, and I believe almost everyone got COVID in third wave, but no one got hospitalized. I was diagnosed with COVID in third wave. So at least I can say that I have some friend. That's why I got COVID. Because if you haven't got COVID yet, that means you need to introspect that you don't have.
Friends.
Yes.
you are friends with wrong people. You are friends with people who are dead inside, who don't move out of the house. Even, of course, like moving out of the house in, at the right time, not during the lockdown. We are not encouraging such behavior. We are only encouraging good behavior.
Yes. So, but everyone, I think everyone got COVID that time, but it was very mild and no one needed hospitalization. And that's why I believe that finally government took, Maharashtra government at least took the decision to get rid of this all restrictions, as well as all the other governments, Karnataka and Kerala, they have mild restrictions. So it's good that we are back to normal.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. One excellent thing about normalcy, being an Indian, is with the normal period, cricket is back. So if it wasn't, if the norms would have been like much more milder, there wouldn't have been any cricket. And as an Indian, you need your yearly daily dose of cricket to keep you coming back home and be entertained.
Yeah, yearly dose of IPL at least, because we love, every Indian love IPL. And last two IPLs, we never had audience watching, only speakers cheering. So yes, we have 25% audience can attend, and I think BCCI is taking decision, and also in discussion with Maharashtra government, that they want to increase this capacity from 25% to 50%, so that more people can come and enjoy. But I think that is more important, that watching people in stadium, and especially the great work by cameraman, they find beautiful faces across all the audience, selecting the beautiful faces. Of course, out of those beautiful faces, there are zero boys. So take a note, boys, you are not beautiful. That's what cameraman of IPL says. But yeah.
Rajiv, boys are not supposed to be beautiful. Boys are supposed to be handsome. But to, again, coming back to the point, if you have too much time on your hand and if you are single, watch IPL, maybe for the cricket. And if not for the cricket, then for the beautiful faces which Rajiv mentioned.
Yes. And you know, I don't know how Indian works, but as soon as someone gets famous and you see someone on camera, people automatically find their Instagram account and they share their Instagram account, and I see the boost of 10-20% of their followers just because they are on TV. So I don't know how this happens. How people actually stalk in India is mystery.
So that's the best part. That's the people are inspired by beauty. That's why they go crazy, and they have their resources, their crazy ways, even better than AI, they're finding with facial recognition, and that's how they do. Unfortunately, some people are made famous, and some people are spammed. So yes. Feel sorry for those who get spammed by these kind of goons.
Yeah, that's true. And don't spam anyone's account. Just follow them and appreciate them, but don't do such spamming. But it's time for early prediction. First, we will do early prediction, and then we will talk about overall IPL. So first of all, who do you think will be bottom of the table, Mumbai or CSK?
I think neither Mumbai or CSK will be at the bottom of the table. There will be some other team which eventually will find its way to the bottom. Mumbai and CSK have been like this for past few years, where they somehow managed to finish up in the middle row if they are doing very bad from start, and sometimes even as champions. So they too are the veterans. They have won the most IPLs amongst them. So I don't think any one of them will be there. But I personally think right now Sunrisers is a team which might eventually go down and we be the last because they don't seem to have the X factor or the firepower to pull out wonderful matches day in, day out.
Yes. The kind of fielding they are doing currently, I can see definitely SRH is going down. But
yeah,
interesting.
The way they drop catches, they can drop points also. So I'm pretty much sure about that.
But interesting fact that CSK never lost first two matches in a row, and now they have lost four matches in a row. But Mumbai, on the other hand, has lost in 2015, has lost four matches in a row and yet become champion of that season. And they had did it a couple of times. In 2018 also, they lost first three matches. 2014, they lost five matches in a row, but yet reached to playoff. So this is not new for Mumbai Indians. Maybe new for CSK because they have changed the captain, and doing a captaincy under Dhoni is very difficult because ultimately Dhoni is captain. He is just saying that I'm not a captain, but we know that Dhoni is dictating everything. But for Mumbai Indians, they always did that.
So the thing about Mumbai is like that old Chetak scooter. It will take 17 to 18 kicks to get started. Then you have to tilt it to make sure that the oil or the petrol reaches the engine properly, and then you kick, and then it runs smoothly and it will take you anywhere and everywhere. That's how Mumbai Indians work. CSK, on the other hand, CSK is seeing a change of guard. The captain is not in, it's more like a titular road right now for Jadeja. Dhoni is still the honorary captain. But what Chennai has done, Chennai and Mumbai both have done wrong, is they haven't bought right players. They have retained the strong ones, but they haven't bought the right ones. So they are basically a fatigue team. But for Chennai, what is even worse is they already have an older team. So without a new refresh, reinforcements, and an even older team than last year, it's just getting worse for them.
And the most important thing is the bowlers. CSK does not have bowlers. Of course, last year also CSK did not have good bowler, but at least Chahar and Lord Thakur used to take at least one wicket during power play. But they don't have a big breakthrough bowler who can pick up wickets during power play. And this is where the pain point is. Same goes with Mumbai, but at least Mumbai brought Jaafra Archer. Unfortunately, he is not available, but they have made a right purchase there, that at least next season Jaafra will be available. This season he wasn't. But for Chennai, where are the bowlers? We don't have bowlers this time.
So yeah, I personally had high hopes. I was very happy when Mumbai signed up Jaafra. I was still not happy with the less amount of signings they had done. Yes, Ishan Kishan was a very good investment and he's doing well. But we still need numbers because it's the player. The team is not formed by one or two players. It needs 11 plus the replacements because there are other international matches going on. So I was a bit surprised on the Mumbai's end of how they handled the auctions. Another player which I have seen fail multiple times but still gets recognition is Basil Thumpi. And I have no idea why Mumbai again shelled that much amount of money. He has been given multiple chances. He was in SRH also for a few years. Still didn't do any better. Natarajan came from behind and took his place. And I don't see him doing well in Mumbai either. So it's a very trick. So yes, we did get Jaafra, but again, Jaafra is not here. And we could have done better. Mumbai could have done better.
But will Mumbai miss Pandya brothers? Because they were there since long time. And Hardik Pandya being a good bowler, and now he's completing all his quota. Especially Hardik Pandya. Are they missing Hardik Pandya?
I don't think Hardik Pandya is missed that much. Because Hardik Pandya, for the past 2 years in Mumbai, had been on a downfall with his injuries. He wasn't bowling. He wasn't batting that well. So, he wasn't doing much as such. And the way it looked, that there was nothing else he could do to bring him back. Even he had lost his place in the Indian cricket team in that 2 years.
Yes.
Krunal Pandya on that was doing his job. He was a good, consistent player. Also okay with bat. He was better in the middle overs with his bowling, of course. So yes, Kunal Pandya is the one who might be missed. But it's good to see Hardik Pandya doing well with GT. But let's see where it goes. I'm not too hopeful about Hardik Pandya.
Yeah. But this IPL, I think, is, I believe, will be helpful for, again, World Cup. Last year, we tried the same. But this year, we again should look for the World Cup. And the one replacement that we had in last World Cup, we did not pick Chahar, Yajuvendra Chahar. And this IPL, he's doing magic. Means last match, he took 4 wickets. And the way he is bowling, I'm a big fan of Yuzit. He balls, he knows how to ball well, how to change, means how to bring variations. Will he get picked up for World Cup? I believe he should get picked up for World Cup because we need an experienced player like Yuzi who will make difference. And last time when we were in Australia playing against them in T20, he made a difference, and that's why we won a couple of matches there in Australia. So I believe he should get picked up. So what do you think?
So yes, Yuzvendra Chahar should play, definitely. He should be in the playing 11. Even I would say that, because even better than playing in the team, he should be in the 11. Because A, he brings, he is a calmer force. He can do magic with his spin. His leg spinners have always done better in T20 formats. So that is an advantage he has. He is a wicket taker bowler. He's just not somebody who will slow you down and stop the run flow. He will take the wickets and build the pressure at the same time. So there is no doubt in my mind that Yuzvendra Chahar should be one of the spinners in the team.
Yes, but then there is a two more spot left. One is for Ashwin and one is for our Sir Ravindra Jadeja. Let's see who makes a good in this T20 IPL. But prediction time, again, we missed that prediction times. Who do you think will be the top four teams who will end up in playoff?
Gujarat Titans is one. I believe they will be the one. Rajasthan Royals are doing really well. They are at now the top of the table. KKR can be seen as a probable, and RCB. RCB or DC?
Okay, so I was about to say that DC would be one of my choice, because DC is really playing well. They are making sure that they will win on both front, batting as well as bowling. They are defending their runs and they are making big scores also. RCB can be second one, because RCB batting lineup looks perfect, and Fab Du Plessis, change in captain, change in strategy might help RCB, because Kohli was doing captaincy for a long time. And of course, RR and KKR, they are in fabulous form. So this year, this would be the second year in IPL history that CSK will not make playoff. That's what I believe. Hopefully, I'm wrong. I will be wrong. But yeah, I think CSK will not make in playoff. This is the second time in history.
I personally believe, even if CSK doesn't make it, it will be still okay, because CSK has if a team has a winning has been winning for a while, they have their way around for a few things to bounce back, because they know how to win, so they have the belief. I'm not sure. I don't think they will make the playoffs this year, but again, that makes IPL even better.
Yes, and we want to see some other champion apart from Mumbai and CSK, because they are winning last seven IPL titles they have won, and of course SRH. Although these three teams are bottom up of the table, but they are winning the title. So we want to see some other team taking this title. I hope RCB wins this time. Otherwise, next year also we will hear Isala Club Cup Nemade, and may not happen again for them.
Yes.
So I
personally feel bad for Virat Kohli, and he should should win irrespective of whether he's a captain or not. He should win the IPL this year. So let's see who finishes on top. But I have my money on RR this time for the title race, looking at how they're playing right now.
Okay. And between Umesh and Yuzi, who will end up taking most wicket? Because currently they are on the leading...
I think Yuzi will.
Yuzi. Okay. We'll go for Yuzi.
Spinner has a better chance.
Yes. And considering the pitch will get slower and slower after second leg, in second leg, maybe faster bowler may not take that many wickets.
Who do you think Rajiv would is a contender for orange cap?
Josh Butler, I believe he is currently leading, so and he is in tremendous form. So of course, Josh Butler. But the second one would be David Warner. He had just come back and he can pull magic.
Warner is more like a battered, like a cornered cat, something like that. He if he pounces the way he has done in the first match, if he keeps doing that, he can, like you said, he can create havoc. I remember the he's a typical Aussie, just like Matthew Hayden. If you let him, if they get into that flow, they can't be stopped.
Yes.
Same I feel about Warner. I love that guy. I love to see him. And he enjoys his time.
He enjoys it.
So, with the lesser like responsibility of a captain and the free hand of a new franchise, actually he started with Delhi, so he's back in Delhi now. But still, it's a new franchise, new owners. Yeah. Maybe we will get to see a...
He started with Daredevils and ended in Capitals. So like, yeah. At least name are different.
Name, owner. So, I hope to see that happening.
That's true. So we have a couple of topics that we wanted to discuss. The one is about it's about the wars, because after and political crisis across globe, the one is Ukraine war, second is Sri Lanka and their failing economy, and third one is Pakistan getting mic dropping Prime Minister, because he, wherever he goes on press conference, he drops mic, literally. So let's talk about Ukraine war quickly. Instead of talking about who is right and who is wrong, I think there is one point that that comes in my mind that we need to discuss, is India's response towards Ukraine war. Most of the people, they want India to take side and they should. They want India to talk against Russia. But my personal feeling, whatever India has taken the stance is the stance would have taken by any government, be it Congress, be it BJP, or be it any third party government. Because one, Russia being our closest ally, and two, we don't want to make Uncle Sam angry by taking other Russia's side. So we want to take a neutral side, and being neutral is helpful for Indian politics, global politics. So that's what I believe.
I actually applaud India's stand until now. Mm. India has condemned and criticized the unfortunate bombing of civilian places, the killings which are being reported, or the like ungentlemanlike like anti-war activities which have happened, some of the ones which have been reported. But at the same time, they haven't side, they have kept a neutral position, and they haven't taken up sides, because India itself is a significant power right now in the world. Mm. And as the people who have made sides have already were on they already were a team before. Mm. So it's not like that there is something new when these guys are declaring that we are against or with you. But India is one of those countries which has always been neutral ever since its independence, and it has only defended and never been an aggressor. And that's what it's being right now. It's doing its job of not adding fuel to the fire of whatever is happening. And it's trying to make sure that this fire doesn't grow, because it will hurt every single person. So yeah, that's I really find India's stand in this whole situation pretty optimistic.
Yeah, but when it comes now to students who were stuck in Ukraine, now there are a lot of arguments and very unfortunate arguments from the people that I have read. that why these people are still in, why they, first, why they are going to Ukraine to study. And the second thing is, if they can go to abroad for study, they should have enough money to get plane tickets at higher cost and come back to India. I believe these two arguments are very invalid. First, people go to abroad not because they have money, they get scholarship and they go there and they do some basic jobs in McDonald's or in or Amazon workshops. They get money from there to for their daily chores. And expensive tickets close to, say, 1 lakh rupees or something, sometimes more than that, is not, we cannot justify that. So this is very unfortunate incident that happened from Indian people's point of view.
So, Indians are right now seeking education in any and every country which they seem, they find to be better, so-called better living conditions than India. So, Ukraine, I don't see, I'm not like right expert on to talk about how Ukraine is better than India for opportunities. But yes, I have issues with people who were stuck there for stupid reasons. There are people who, of course, had concerns because they had to make decisions of leaving their jobs and running for their life. So yes, that is a difficult decision to make, even if it's, even if you make a argument saying that of course life is important than job, then why didn't they? But it is, when it comes to you, it becomes a difficult decision for you to just leave everything and run. But then there were some idiots who just stayed back and then complained about how they were not helped by the government, which they talk shit about every time. So this is my opinion about a lot of the
I'm not talking about those people, because I the people who stayed there, there was an advisory from Indian government that there could be an escalation from both the sides, so it is advised for you to leave this country immediately. So despite of knowing that advisory and everything, people stayed there. So that could be an n number of reason. University did not allow them to leave, or could be anything. I multiple reason, but expensive, because we don't have Indian government ran aviation system, any airlines that now Indian government owns. People increased the price. These big companies increased the price of tickets, and that's why they couldn't come. And that was one of the argument. And then there was a counter argument saying that if you can study in abroad, you can afford to purchase ticket. That argument I cannot buy. That people studying in abroad, that doesn't mean they have a lot of money. There are various ways they go there, and could be an education could be cheaper there. As far as I know, or as far as I heard from friends who were there in Ukraine, education, medical education is a little bit cheaper in Ukraine as well as the city like country like Philippines. So even though these are very small countries, they have cheaper education compared to India. So maybe that's the reason they went there, and that's why they don't have money to buy expensive ticket.
See, expensive ticket, if you're somebody coming from India, will always have the issues, who's going out for studies, etc., will always have some issues with the added expense, because we are always on the edge. Wherever we go in the world, we go for studies in US, we go for studies in Australia or anywhere, we're always on that edge. So any added expense, we are slightly, unless you're from a very well-to-do family over here. So yes, but anyone who, people complaining about the high rates after coming to the country, and then is slightly a useless kind of an argument, because that's how business is run, and that's how they're gonna charge you when there is a surge, and you are just trying to now vent out your frustration because you ended up paying more by just complaining that so somebody would hear and feel sorry for you. So I don't see the point behind, because A, you're already paid for it. You have to. It's just common anytime. If you, even during Christmas, the tickets are high. So that's like complaining, why is it high? I can't go back. I can't afford to go back home, etc. Only that time you have a choice of not going home. Or this time you had to, you have to pay with your life or risk your life. So that's what my argument is.
Yeah. Well, the Indian government did what they could. They brought back most of the Indians. I believe almost everyone came back to India safely. Very few incidents happened where Indian citizen got killed in this conflict, and that's very unfortunate. Hope this kind of situation never happens again with Indians.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, same advisory for a few friends who are planning to go to Sri Lanka now. Sri Lanka is amid financial crisis. They have a government changeover, which might happen. You never know, there might be some other issues which other countries are trying to solve for them, because again the main culprit over here is China.
Yeah.
And you can never trust China. Finally, Sri Lankans have realized that. That's how it works, Rajiv. Everybody is happy to take loans, but when it comes to the paying back the loan, that's when they start hating the bank. And that's what is happening basically with...
Few people take another loan to pay the previous loan.
So that's how a lot of people do it. The fact is, because there's no way to keep a score when it comes to the governments. Especially when the Prime Minister, the President of the country, owns the government, because it's run by his entire family.
Yeah.
So now the idea is the loans are basically going into his pocket. He's already out of the country. He'll be on the first flight out of the country. He's kind of like a dictator of the country, a single party rule. So it's good that this is finally happening in Sri Lanka, so that they'll get a better government and maybe a sense of it also. But unfortunate part is where the economy, and it's hurting the people.
It's and major reason for this fall down was because of COVID, because Sri Lankan economy was totally based on the tourism, and for last 2 years nobody came to Sri Lanka, nobody was there, so tourism took a bad hit, and that's why this economic crisis got escalated. Of course, it was on a verge to get escalated, but it was a final nail in the coffin, the COVID.
So I have a very close friend who always says this funny thing, that we should visit Sri Lanka right now, because that will help them better the economy. So on a lighter note, we can, but we should wait to see how the crisis goes regarding Sri Lanka.
Yeah, we should contribute a little bit from our side, but after 6-7 months. And well, that's it. These are the topics for this week. And if you want us to cover more topic, anything, if you have any opinions on IPL, if you have your own prediction on IPL, let us know. We are signing off for the day. If you want to connect with us, my Instagram ID is, as well as the Twitter handle, is private variable, and there is no spaces, everything.
And this is Abhishek, and I will, if you have any feedback for me, or you want to connect with me on Instagram, my Insta handle is @nostraightfacepolicy. There's no spaces in between. That's nostraightfacepolicy. And on Twitter, it is @KolAbhi. No spaces there. Kol, KOLABHI.
And take care, everyone. Although there is no restriction on mask, I believe, keep wearing mask.
Stay masked up and stay safe.
Stay safe.
Enjoy.